Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're joining us from this amazing Wednesday. It is Wednesday, February 26th. Can you imagine 2014? This year is climbing, climbing, climbing. And we have a very educational episode scheduled for today, so I am glad that you have joined us.
In the course of this life, some friends you gain, some back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special. Special friends, sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I want to remind you that the phone lines are open, the chat room is up and running, and you are an extremely valuable portion of each segment that comes over. So I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. And this morning we are going to be dealing with some keys that entrepreneurs can use to steadily build their earnings in their business. And as I go into this, my intention is that you will learn some valuable points, because although I teach continuously that we need a balanced life and we need to keep things separately, but this morning I am going to be talking with you about some keys that you need to implement to make sure things are you know, rising in the areas of your business and all of that. I want to remind you to connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. I am at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. And I am on LinkedIn. I am on Pinterest. I am on Instagram. And I'm at many more places. So check me out. Let's connect and see how we can add value to each other. Again, the number to call in for the radio show is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I ask that you share it Share the link with others. Share the link with others. I'm excited because I have two books that will be coming out soon, and that's going to be helping you with the entrepreneurial teachings that I'm doing. So I'm excited about that. Just stay tuned because soon we're going to be letting you know how you could pre-order those books. I have to get them out to the editor this week. And I want to let you know how you can pre-order them before. So social media, if you are local in Danbury and you are looking to be part of my amazing TV studio, we are looking for volunteers. And you can message me here on the radio or on any of the Facebook platforms. Just go there and let me know your interest, and I'll get an application out for you. So with that being said, our first segment this morning is sponsored by AME
Law. AME Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. I want to also point out to you that we here at the A New Day Show, we are adding additional segments. And on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I have world-renowned investment expert, Mr. Sidney Tremaine, on, and he's teaching for an hour the different aspects of investment that we as entrepreneurs can learn when, how, and why to invest. And so the first segment was this past Monday. So check it out. You'll also be able to buy the recordings from the conversation. Because for years, people had a fear of investing, and it's not as difficult as we were led to believe. So I'm excited to have him on sharing. So we look forward to have you join us on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, you know, too many business owners and entrepreneurs spend valuable time and energy focusing on the wrong things in their business. And I'm not saying that as a judgmental statement. I am just saying what is. Because as you heard me mention at the top of the hour, that today is the 26th of February 2014. It was just the other day we were talking about Christmas time, holiday season. And already we are gone 2 months out of 2014, leaving us with 10 months out of the year. And if we think about from Halloween coming, then the rest of the year is going to be holiday. We don't have too much time leave. So I figure let's talk about some things. What I hear from my clients and colleagues a lot of times is that, oh, I have to watch what the competition is doing. I don't have a marketing budget. I am not branding my business or myself enough. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Well, Let me begin this conversation off and to let you know that the things I am sharing this morning is on what I am doing for my business. I tell you, I entered into 2014 in a dismantling mode. What does that mean? It means that I had to go to the drawing board and dismantle the things that I was doing. And I dismantled what was going for different reasons. All right? And as I go through today, I will jot down and let you record some of the reasons that I had to dismantle. And the first thing, even before I dismantle, was that those of you who know me, you know I'm extremely spiritual. All right? So that's the bottom line. I'm not apologizing for that. This is who I am. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. And the more I come to the truth about that, the more excited I am about the journey that I am on. So I came into 2014, well, prior to 2014, because since last September, I knew I had to dismantle what I was doing if I wanted to continue on this path. I know I had to step aside and follow instruction, not only from my coaches, but from my number one coach, my number one mentor, who is my spiritual guide and father. I had to just step aside and just listen to what he's telling me to do and just do it. And not do it half-heartedly, but do it 1,000,000% in order to get the result that that he wants me to get. So I am a work in progress, just like you're a work in progress. I think the difference with me is knowing that there were things that I had been doing for 20-plus years. And the truth is, they just wasn't working any longer. And I couldn't sit down to figure out, why isn't this working on and on. I had to adopt a mode of freshness where I said that, how can I tweak it? How can I bump it up a notch? How can I remain fresh? How can I remain creative? Which is what I have done. All right, so the first realization that I had to swallow and took a couple of deep breaths with was the fact that I need to have a staff/team of supporters around me. Daphne, you cannot do it alone. No, you cannot. So you need a team around you. Now I took a deep breath on that one and I jotted down in my journal, I need the team. What would the team look like? And then I broke it down and find out this is what the team's supposed to look like. Now the next question I had to ask myself, how can I secure all these team members? I knew that I needed to figure out wages and all of that. And as I discussed it with a colleague, and she pointed out, you got to be careful with that because everybody wants health insurance right now. And I said that was not my concern. I am not in the driver's seat, so I'm just following the instruction that was given to me. And although that statement may be right in some surroundings. As an entrepreneur, it is really not very accurate. So don't allow fear to get into the part of you growing your business and becoming successful. So I jot down the different staff members that I will need, or if you want to call them support team. And an amazing thing happened once I did that. People began to come in my path that was giving me valuable information, could help me to secure the people that I needed on my team. And the beauty about this is that the universe is so faithful, and so long as you turn up for duty, the universe delivers. So I have, for the past 2.5 weeks, I have interviewed many people. For one position, I interviewed 35 people. And the beauty about the system that I'm going with, I do not to meet them on Skype speaking until I have narrowed them down to the top three in the position that I want to hire them for. And it feels good. It feels good because it's simple. What it is showing me is that you have to not be in control. You need not to micromanage. You just need to instruct and allow other people to help you to do something. So I am excited about that process. And if you are interested and want to know, you can reach out to me privately, and I will share with you the process that I am using to secure the team to help me to do. Because you can recall in the past, I had a graphic designer, and that was about all I had. I did not have anybody else on my team other than my print or graphic designer. And we need a lot more than that in order to do what we are doing effectively. So I am excited about how that process is going along. So for those who want more information on that, as I say, reach out with me, and I will be more than happy to share it with you. So, all right, with that being said about developing, accepting the truth that I need to develop a team around me, I think just as we as entrepreneurs, we have our life all structured and designed, we also need to create a design for our business. And I'm in the process of implementing the design that I have created for my business. And that I will be sharing on different webinars over the months to come. So I want to remind you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and DaphneClarkHudson.com. Get on my mailing list there so you can get your invitation for the webinars that I'm doing. The webinars I'm doing is for my Inner Circle supporters. So you want to get additional information that I'm not making privy on the radio show, you need to get on my mailing list, and you do so by joining me at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com or DaphneClarkHudson.com. All right, so that information you are going to be able to get there. So I am excited about something that I'm working on for my business, and I'll share with you, and then you can decide on a system that works for you and for your business. One of the other things I'm sharing with you is that just like you look over your life and you put a design into every section of your life, you need to also work on a design for your business and balance off the different areas in your personal life and see how it lines up or affects your business. And so let's look at this. For example, if I was going to work on the design for your life, these are the areas I would have looked at. I would have looked at what business I'm in, or if you're not a business owner or entrepreneur, what career you're working at. And these are the areas I work with my clients on. I would look on your spiritual commitment or faith. I would look at family. I would look at health. I would look at hobby. I would look at commitment, long-term commitment, whether that is marriage or whatever that may look like. I would look at personal growth, and I would look at vacation. So those are the things that I would look at if I'm working on my client to design a balance for their life. However, I want to use these same keys and principles this morning as we talk about the keys that you can use as entrepreneur to increase your earnings, right? And you might be surprised to find out that I am not going to be speaking with you about how much sales you need to make. I am showing you different key principles that when we begin to concentrate on those areas, the result is going to be that we boost our earnings. All right? So let's look on your career or business and your personal life. You don't need to call in to answer this question. I just need you to jot the answer down for yourself. How does your business or career and your personal life, how is it intertwined? How is it balancing? How is it affecting each aspect? The personal life, the business, the personal life, the business, the personal life, the career. You know, look at it. Visualize an arrow going from one part and an arrow going to the other part. I want you to choose the one word that comes to mind when you look at those two areas, which I am now aligning as one. So, depending on the word that comes to you when you look at it, I want you to jot that word on the top line, the line that's going across. Remember, I asked you to put a straight line and put an arrow. Arrow at the life, arrow at the career, personal life, career. And put that word on top of there. And by the end of the segment, I am going to tell you exactly what to do with those words. All right? The next thing I want you to look on is spiritual commitment or your faith. And again, you're doing the same thing with the arrow from faith or personal spiritual commitment to the business. How is that affected by one? How is one affected by the other? Now, this, you might not be doing yet, but this is something that I'm going to share. I'm not going to wait for you to come on the webinar to hear this part. I have, since last November, I have consistently committed my life to meditation. And there are lots of teaching about meditation and yoga. And if you listen to all the people, there are systems out there that have been developed and been used by business people, millionaires, entrepreneurs, and the list go on and on and on and on and on. And if you have not done it, I want you to pay a little attention and try and work on including that in your life. So if it's only one thing you decide to do, I want you to do the meditation. If you do not do anything else, start to do the meditation and you're going to find out that everything improves your life. It's going to give you clarity. It's going to give you stamina. It's just going to help you overall. And you don't need to be doing a lot of times. You can do a mere 5 minutes. 3 minutes, and it will help you. So there is one thing that I want you to do. And when you do that arrow from the spiritual commitment to the business, again, jot the word on the cross line that comes to you. Okay? Now the next word and area I want for you to look on is your health, your physical health. And line that up with the business or entrepreneurial task that you're doing. And the same thing again, jot that word across that comes to your mind, that crossword on the line. And if it is more convenient for you, I love to work with colors. So, if you want to write, do the arrows in colors and everything like that, that's fine. You do what works for you. How do you see your health lining up with the business? Is it affecting it in any way? Is it enhancing it? And actually what you are doing now, you're taking a personal inventory of what's in place and how are you effectively applying it to what you do. The next top heading I want you to look at is the family. Those that are living under the same roof as you and all the others. How are they lining up with the business that you're doing? Again, do that cross line and jot that word on top of it. This is just for you because if you cannot be honest with yourself, you won't be honest with the rest of the world. And as I continue with this teaching, you're going to find out that a lot of the things you're giving priority to, you need to take back control of that and apply it to your business. So how is the family working out with the business? You know, are you utilizing them? If so, in what ways that you are doing so? Is it helping you in any way? Or are you, I know for some people I work with, they don't to include the family. They don't want to tell them anything that's going on. And although I teach you not to burden your family, but especially on the times when you make an accomplish, when you accomplish a goal, share it with them and be excited. What I don't want you to do, I don't want you to keep going to them and complaining and complaining and complaining. However, the excited times, I want you to share that with them. And that's why you have coaches and mentors that you go to. They are your go-to people when things does not work out. You discuss that with them, not with your family member. But include them when you sit around the dining table. Share all the exciting aspects of what you do. You know, you can share confidential results. You don't have to spill your guts to say, I was working with Daphne and this is what the result is. But share the success stories that you help other people with. And let them see that mommy's or daddy's work, it's worth it. It's making a difference in somebody's life. I want you to look at hobby, free time, downtime, relaxing time. You know, do you have any of that in your business? These are key points for us as entrepreneurs. You know, as a child growing up, there was a saying in Jamaica that all play and all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And it's the same thing I'm learning to adapt for me now. All work and no play is not good for Daphne. And I know that it is not good for you too. And there are healthy plays that we can get involved with. And just to unwind and just to enjoy life. You know, it might be simple things like getting together with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a group of friends and do something. You know, laugh and chat and, you know, just do a little something that is going to take your mind off of the stress and everything that is going on around you. And as we continue the conversation this morning, you're going to find out that some of the concern and stress that you are encountering is because you have decided to attract those. And I hope it's going to be an aha moment for you and that you're going to leave listening to this episode this morning thinking, I'm not going to do that. I can't believe I was putting all my energy into that topic there that I'll touch later on. So what hobbies you have that can enhance your business? What I have found out for quite a few years now is that when I am out having fun or playing, it is always a great time to share with people about the things that I do. I am not necessarily selling them something. What I am selling them is about my involvement and what I do in making a difference. And you can do the same thing. I want for you not to always have the dollar sign in your eyes, but what I want you to always focus on, what I do, how does it impact the lives of those people I meet? Trust me, every individual you meet can benefit from what you are doing. So share with them, how can you enhance their lives? And even if they are not in a position to use your services, they are going to be telling somebody about you and what you do. One of the ways that I keep that going to the broader community is through my radio show, which is what I'm on now, and also my TV show. Because even people who has never gone to any of my retreats or my workshop, my conference, who has never worked with me as a coach, they listen to my radio show and TV show, and they are still getting the benefits of my teaching there. So they know who I am and they know what I do. So my responsibility now is to a portion of what I do, so they know that she's not only doing it for fun. However, if I want to meet with her on a professional, personal, one-on-one level, this is how I do it. All right? And that works for me. I'm sure that there's some aspect of what you do that it will work for you too. Now, there are some people who are in long-term relationship, may it be marriage or whatever you choose. And the one point I want to do here for you, remember everything I do, I want you to put that arrow from the person to the business to the career, whatever the tool that you're using. I want to remind you, whether or not your significant other is a coach or a speaker or whatever, they are not supposed to be a coach or a speaker for you. Don't be stingy. Go out and engage and find somebody else that can help you to get to the place you want to get to. Do not depend on your significant other to be your professional guide, not your counselor, not your psychotherapist, none of those things. All right? And it might be hard to do, but try your best and do it a little at a time. Remember, you can eat a whole elephant. You just need to do it one small bite at a time. Okay, and the other thing I want you to focus on a lot. I want you to put 30% of your time into this area. 30% of your time you need to put into your personal growth and development. 30%. Yes, I said it on Global Radio. 30% of your time I want for you to implementing and develop and design a structure for your personal development. 30%. Because right now you're running raggedy and you're really not getting any result. So you need to start work deep, deep, deep on you. And you're going to find out that everything else is going to fall into place. And the last thing I want to show you in this design, you need to take time off with your family. I don't care if it's 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days, whatever it is. You need a family vacation. And if you do not have an immediate family, find some quality friends that you can do the vacation with. But that's vital important. So these are the first keys I want you to jot down. I want you to line up with your personal life and the business. We spoke about your business with your personal life, your spiritual commitment with your business, the family with your business, your health with your business, your hobby with your business, the long-term commitment / marriage with your business, and the 30% of your time I want is to spend on your personal development. And I mentioned about taking vacation and time with your family. So that's the design I want for you to look at. So jot that down for yourself. Now, after you do that, I want you to now focus on the big picture. The big picture of what you want. You realize that you're beginning to create a design. What is the big picture that you want for you in the business? So you're going to jot that down. Because remember, you are going to go to the drawing board and you are going to create this new design that is going to start to work for you and keep you on the right path. All right? So look at the big picture. What is it you're looking to accomplish? And you know the answer to that. There's no wrong or right answer. It is just what you are seeking. And what you're seeking this month might not be what you're seeking 3 months later. So one of the things I am pointing out to you is that you have to continuously be at the drawing board. You got to. You can't just do it and put it up there and not go back. You must be looking at it continuously. What are your priorities? What will your priorities be? So you have an idea of the big picture. The next question you want to ask yourself, what's my priority here? And again, you cannot ask these in a judgmental way. You got to be honest with yourself, because unless you're honest, your business will not grow, you will not grow, and your earnings will not increase. When I did this section for me about prioritizing, one of the things that I had to decide to do is not to continue doing everything. I made the decision, I am only going to be working with X amount of clients per month at a certain level, and add on that design that I'm working on, what are the other things I decide I am going to be doing. I'm not going to be coaching everybody. And even some of the people who are in the niche that I coach, at the level I am coaching with, they might not be ready to work with me. And to know that that is all right. Because a lot of times as entrepreneurs and small business people, we end up being enablers to the people we serve. However, we must accept our truth and know when, yeah, I'm really a match with you, but right now, at the level I'm working on, you're not ready for that. And what I'm saying, you're not ready today, doesn't mean 6 months or a year down the road, you will not be ready. But that's a truth that you got to tell yourself. All right? So, do that with pride and feel good about doing that. Because what that is doing, it's putting you on a different plateau where you know that all the things you do, you will be deserving of the compensations that you get from there. How are you going to begin to measure the results of this new plan that you're putting in place? For me, I am going to be able to have more valuable time where I can spend with the people I care about. I will have the quality time to go and do some additional things for me. I'm going to be freeing up more time to work on my nonprofit, to continue to do my more writings of all the things that I am doing. So although I'm going to be serving a smaller number of people, but those are the people who are ready to work with me at a certain level and to compensate me at a certain level. And I will be able to still continue to touch lives instead of walking around picking up people out the gutter and brushing them off. And by the time I put them on the bench and turn around, they're back in the thing, they're back in the gutter again. I had to say to myself, they're just not ready to get out of the gutter and to know that that is all right. It is all right, and to move ahead. How are you going to apply what you have in place? You design it and everything, and I know sometimes it is scary. I was talking with one of my clients the other day, and he was saying how scary it is for him when he view it at the level we're working at now. He says, you know, it is scary. And I said, that's when you know you're growing, because when everything is comfortable for you, you know you're not growing anywhere. You become complacent, and that's a mediocre state to be in. Complacency is a state of mediocrity. And I say, you know, you deserve better than that. You know, your family, your girls deserve better than that. I say, your honey deserve better than that. And I said, well, again, it's dependent on you, whether you decide that you deserve better and that you are ready to deliver. And he said, you know, when you put it like that, I know I am more than deserving. And for all the years that they have stuck it out to me when I didn't find myself in what I'm doing, I know it's going to be a big time of celebration. And I said, there you go. That's what I like to hear from you. And his story is no different from yours. We all have story. And how we tell them is what makes the difference. You know? But I tell you, our stories are what makes room for us. Our vulnerability and our boldness in life is what makes room for us. So, you know, don't be ashamed to tell your story and to share it with other people. So you prioritize it. You figure out how you're going to measure what you are doing. Is it working for you or is it not working for you? How you're going to apply all of that. The one more thing I want to say here is that break it down into trial size for yourself. As you work on it, then you'll find out that you probably have to move the pieces around, and that's all right too. Okay? You're going to find out what fits in where. The one thing I'm telling you, if it doesn't fit, don't force it. You just move it over to the side for another time, and you can go back and try putting it again in place. All right? The next thing you're going to think about, organization, and I kind of touch on that in the opening section of the show when I share that I'm putting a team together around me, and that would be part of your organization. If you can get somebody 4 hours or 10 hours a month to help you, believe you me, it's going to be a great help, especially if it's taking something off your plate that you are not accustomed, you are no longer going to be doing. And as the earnings increase, then you can get more people. So get organized. I know, and I'm still going to keep trying it, I am keen on getting some volunteers from the local university. I filled out application over 2 years now. I still haven't gotten anybody, but I'm still waiting. I think when the right match comes, They're going to be on the phone calling me. So that's one area you can look at. I know, depending on the type of business you're in, you can give them volunteer hours, and their professor in turn will give them grades towards their program that they're doing. So that's one way to get organized and get additional help in getting your business organized. I tell you, once you have a system that you designed for you, it's all right to use other people's system as guideline, but I have come to realize that I must create a system that reflects me, my lifestyle, my commitments. It is me. It is part of me. And once I create that and develop that, I'm going to be able to focus and concentrate on that and do what it is that I need to do. All right? The other area I want you to focus on is your consistency. How many hours are you going to be putting in your business? How are you going to spend these hours? I mentioned to you that I want you to spend 30 hours per month on your personal development. I mean 30%. So you have 70% of the time, and you're going to find out as your personal development increases, then it is going to become a part of you, and you can probably do 20% or 25% and put an additional 5% somewhere else. But I am here to tell you it is going to be worth it. It is definitely going to be worth it. So in this area, we covered how you're going to prioritize what you're doing, how you're going to measure your results, how you're going to, what's the application you're going to be using, what system is helping to keep you organized, and how consistent are you going to be on what you are doing. You have to find find the way and the means that will allow you to do less for more. So instead, one of the things that will help you to understand this aspect of what I'm talking about is, remember they say, try to work smart and not hard. And I think as women, we are always programmed that we got to work hard, we got to work hard, we got to work hard. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, girl, no, girl, I got to go make that money. I got to go make that money. Well, do you really? Or are you killing yourself? So think of the words we use. I think last week we were talking about the words that we are speaking into our lives. Sometimes I don't even know if I was talking about on the TV, on the radio, on the webinar. I'm at so many different places speaking. However, one truth holds true to the other, you know. So start focus on the result you're bringing and the impact you are bringing, and you are going to find out that we really don't have to look on the dollar amount that's going to be on that paycheck, because we have things line up the right way and the universe is going to compensate us. I was listening to a YouTube video the other day, and this lady was sharing that she got an immediate raise when her relationship with money changed. And I tell you, that was an eye-opener for me. The light bulb went off in my head. Bing, bing! Was the first time the light didn't just flash. It sounded inside of me because I knew that she was talking about me. I knew that I need a paradigm shift in my consciousness with money and into my relationship with money. So you find out that once we have the right relationship with money, it's going to be attracted to us. It's going to come to us instead of running away from us. I realize that sometimes we are holding on so tightly to what we have until we strangle the life out of it. It's like people who are continuously working on weight, losing weight, and there are some people who want to do it in crash diet ways. And what I've heard nutritionists share is that when the body holds on to what it gets because it is not sure the next time it is going to get something. So it holds on to that. So instead of us ridding all the excess weight, we are piling it on because it's holding on for dear life. I don't know when I'm going to get some more of this, so I got to ration this and hold it on. But if the system, if we do it steadily, and the body knows that, okay, I'm getting twice a day, so I don't have to hold on, I don't have to hoard. And it's the same thing here with building our business. Okay, if you're in the chat room and you have a question for me here, you can write it in the box. I will address it. For those of you on the telephone, feel welcome to call in at any time with a suggestion that anything that you have heard me mention for the past hour, I want you to call in and share that with me, and let's talk about that. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And right here again, I want you to take the responsibility of getting on my mailing list by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and DaphneClarkHudson.com, and you will get very special invitation to my Inner Circle webinars that I am doing. I'm also starting the mastermind group for my VIP clients. So we're doing a lot of neat, amazing things, which I am excited about. So I look forward to seeing a lot of you there in some of my programs. Listen, as we work on these keys that is going to like give us a paradigm shift on what we're doing in our business, I want to just acknowledge the fact that over the years when we have been in business and things has not been progressing, we have gone through numerous, for some of us, hundreds of different experiences that we would label negative ones. I want you to use them to the best of your ability. I want you to want for you to take the time. I want for you to dissect them right now and learn the lessons from them. All experiences is an opportunity for learning. So, what have you learned from that bad experience? Is it that you didn't plan ahead? What is it? You break that down and learn the lessons from that. And once you learn the lesson, I want you to be grateful that you are obedient enough to learn the lesson. All right? So that has brought me to the section where I want to spend some time speaking about the word competition. Too often, we as entrepreneurs spend a lot of our time. Remember, I mentioned about spending 30% of your time on your personal development, right? Remember, you only have 70%. And to be honest, without exaggeration, there are many entrepreneurs who are actually spending 45% out of that 70% chasing their competition. Now, you answer the question, do you think that that is a valuable time, a valuable task for you to spend your time on? No. Instead, spend that time, be creative, and how you can keep your business fresh. What can you add to your business that will attract new customers to you? I decided a long, long time ago that I don't have any competitors. My competitor is my past experience and my past result. How can I better those? How can I be creative in adding new things to what I do? How can I adjust and modify what I do to give the best results to the people that I am serving? You find out that you can run yourself raggedy by chasing who you are categorizing as your competitor. Know you, know who you are, know what you are about, and above all, know from every angle, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, I want you to know why you are. When you know your why, you don't have to concentrate and focus on competition. Because how can you compete with someone who is operating in their authenticity and their uniqueness? You just can't. You are one of a kind. So I want you to write that in bold writing now. I am one of a kind. I am unique and I am authentic. Yes, I am one of a kind. I am unique and I am authentic. Yes, I am one of a kind. I am unique and I am authentic. Once you have declared that truth, I want you to begin to walk into that truth and use that to catapult your business. I have no competitor. When I stand in front of that mirror, I'm looking at my competitor. Look back at me, which is me. I am my competitor. What I need to do is to be creative in what it is that I am offering. What will have my supporters talk about me? What results can I share that will let other people know that I am the people that the person that they're supposed to be working with? And this is not going to be because I am the cheapest coach, because I'm not the cheapest coach, but I'm the best. So the question you need to ask yourself, what value are they going to put on themselves? I know what my result is. Just like I know that it's not everybody I'm going to be working with. I'm not the match for everybody. However, those that I am a match for will get phenomenal, phenomenal results. From all aspects, I have the resource to back up, to help them to get to what they want. And so long as they are ready, I am ready to deliver. Once that they are ready to follow through, I am ready to guide. I'm not looking at how anybody else is doing, what they are doing, because it's none of my concern. My concern is to keep doing what I'm doing better, to keep peeling back that onion for my clients that I'm serving so that I can help them to remove the section of that onion bulb that is all soft and mushy. Sometimes they got to get a new seedling, because there are many times when you find out that the deeper you peel back, the more decayed the onion bulb is. And they have to step up to the front of the line and say, that really stinks. I got to throw that out. I have to get me a new bulb. And if that's what they decide, I'm here to embrace them and to walk them through what the design for this new bulb is going to be. Plant it, you harvest it, you store it for when it is out of season. How are you going to do it? And I'm using these household tips because just the way you store food that is out of season, instead of chasing about looking at competition and all of that, if you look back on how you are storing your foods that are out of season and to enjoy them for the rest of the year, if you think about doing the same thing for your business, you will already be seeing massive, massive increase in your income. Once you deliver, people will compensate you. The other thing I want you to bear in mind as you implement these keys that I'm giving you, none of us get paid by the hour. We get paid based on the value we bring to the situation that we are addressing. Another way of putting it is that we get paid to ease pain. Bottom line, I know I am the best pain reliever there is. I'm extra strength. And so long as you are sick and tired of that pain, I'm going to relieve it with you. So long as you are ready to face the firing squad. Because getting rid of stagnant, dormant issues, it's challenging. It's not comfortable. It's painful. It's rocking the boat. So the people I work with, at the level that I work with them, are those people who are ready to rock that boat. It's a tornado that they are ready to embrace, to rock that boat so that they can get the results that they know they truly deserve. And it's like, when you apply mask to your face, the ladies will know that, know what I'm talking about here. You apply the mask to your face. You leave it on for 10 minutes. It tightens up the muscles of the face. And then you remove the mask after 10 minutes. Not only does your face look firmer, but the texture feels smoother. And it's the same thing in your business. Once you begin to clean out and to really take control, your system begins to tighten up. And guess what? Your bank account becomes smooth because there's no more red in it. It is all the way black. And you probably are doing like me and say, man, what took me so long to realize that this is what I needed to be doing? However, I'm here to share with you that life is a classroom. And my encouragement to you is that I want for you to learn as much as you need to while you are in the classroom. Learn, 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 learn. Once you learn, it's like the universe put a check mark to the lesson that you finish learning, and it moves you into the next category and the next level. If you find out you keep repeating the same old, same old, same old, same old, if you keep repeating it, something is not kosher. Something is not right. You are repeating it because you have not learned the lesson. So you take the time to learn the lesson so you can advance and go into the next grade. Again, the lesson here for you, forget about competition. The only competition you have is the one looking back at you in the mirror. Identify what makes you unique. Acknowledge that you are an authentic person. There is no other you. They haven't cloned you, so it's you. You can really take a deep breath of relief. I got it. Because my emphasis needs to be on my areas of strength. Yes, I still have a few areas I need to develop, and I'm willing to work with a coach or a mentor in that particular area to help me get the results that I want there. So, remember, you might want to challenge me about competition because there are a lot of marketing out there that tell you keep your eye on your competition. I'm telling you, keep your eye on your past performance. Keep a close eye on that. And you're going to find out that it is going to catapult you much, much higher than you are. Stay committed to this design that you are doing for you. And you might want to start the design for a mere four weeks. And then you want to go back and assess it and see how you feel with it. You really don't need to do it for a full year or 6 months until you're sure it has become a part of you and you are willing to work with that. So visit it regularly, assess it regularly, and discuss it with your coach or mentor. Or if you have someone who is holding you, another C word that I want to use now is word that I want to use, not a C word, but another word that I want to use right here at this time is accountability. Once you realize that you have no competition, you are your only competition and your past experiences and performance, now you need to have someone that will hold you accountable to this knowing. Now that you have acknowledged this truth about this, what is it going to take to have you operating in this knowing? So you need to get an accountability partner. And don't always look for things for free. A lot of times they say what? We get what we pay for, which is nothing. So be committed. Know that you are worth it to put some skin in the game, both by effort and money. So get a paid accountability partner. It might be a coach or a mentor. The next word is committed. Know that you got to stay committed to get the result that you deserve. When the hill gets steep as you climb on this new plateau, rest if you may, but don't turn around. Check the speed, but don't turn around. Ask for someone to lay a hand in your back that propels you to the next four steps, but don't turn around. I'm here to tell you that once you make it to the top of that mountain and you look around in that valley, all I can tell you is that you are going to be having the tears of joy rolling down your eyes, because for the first time, you have seen significant growth in your business. It is never too late for this result. It is only late if you refuse to take responsibility to start over. It took me over 20 plus years to realize that I need to dismantle what it is that I was doing. So it is like a totally surrender when you just throw your arms up and said, I give up. It's not about me. I've give up and now I'm ready. Use me. And once I begin to get the instruction of what I need to do, I just walk off and do it. A lot of times, I don't get the rest of the instruction until I turn up for duty. But I tell you something. At this age that I am now 60 plus, I'm not turning around. I'm all in. I am all in. And the one thing I can promise, at all the things I'm doing that is working for me, I'm going to share it with you so that you too can get the support you need to keep climbing and not to turn around. Okay, we have one question written in the chat room here. Guest 374. Question is, how did you make the decision that you needed to implement the change and not concentrate on competition? Very good question. Now, for me, for many years, I kept going to these conferences and workshops and everything like that. And yes, I have been taught that you got to keep your competition close and all of that, until I realized it was an awakening. It was actually an aha moment for me when I said, why am I spending all that time focusing on what somebody else is doing? By the time I get back to what I'm supposed to be doing, I don't have the time. And then I began to do a self-assessment, and I said, I don't have a competition. The other people are doing them, and I'm doing me. Although we probably have a similar label that we use, or tag that we use to tag ourselves, however, I am me. People are engaging my service because of me. This is it. Not because of my price, none of that. They are hiring me because I am me. And I am the best at what I do. And once I accepted that fact and that truth, things just begin to shift for me and to turn around. So you got to be honest to ask the tough questions about yourself. But you're going to find out that the hardest step in this process is to step up to that mirror and ask the question about you. But it is not as difficult as you can, you'll probably imagine it to be. And I tell you what you can do. Excuse me. Fill out the form at my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com or DaphneClarkHudson.com. Get on my mailing list. Or you can go to Bookio, BOOKEO.com/Dr. Daphne and fill out a appointment for one of the complimentary consultation session, and I'll be able to share with you in more details some of the ways that you can use. Okay? I hope that answers your question. Wonderful. And the next thing I want you to do, I want you to sign up and mark the show favorite and mark me as a friend, and each and every week you will get in your email box, in your message box, telling you the topic we're going to talk about and who the guests are when I have guests on. So this way, the next time you come in the show, you're not only going to be a guest number, but you're going to be someone that has a name and an identity. So this way we begin to build a wonderful relationship and to bond. I tell you, it's a great feeling when I keep seeing the different names popping up in my mailbox, because I know they keep coming back. We keep going back. The numbers keep growing like wildfire. And I just love it. I just love it. I just love it. All right. So just to go back there, I tell you, you know, life is, each day in life is like a classroom. I tell you, once you identify that you have no competition, you are your competition, you need to have somebody that is going to hold you accountable. And that needs to be not someone that is free, but you pay somebody to work with you. You can only get to stretch when you are having somebody that you have a skin in the game. You're paying some money to that person to help you to get to where you need to be. Know that if you are comfortable in this process, something is not working. You got to be uncomfortable. Stretching is painful. What they said, no pain, no gain, no test, no testimony. And that's the same way it is for entrepreneur and small business people. The more pain you're experiencing, the higher you're climbing and growing. So just step out there and make sure that that is happening to you. Become part. The other thing, the other key I want to mention here is that I want you to find, and if you cannot find one, you need to create one. But mastermind, get three or four people that has the strength that you do not possess. And I want for you all to form a mastermind group. Form a mastermind group can help each of the businesses to grow. For example, I am not a designer, so I have a top designer in one of my masterminds. I'm not a marketing person, so we have marketing person. Copyright, we have copyright person. So what are the needs that you need to have in your business in order to see it grow? Implement those. And you find out that for some of us, we are in two and three different mastermind groups. But the beauty about mastermind groups is that it helps us to test market our idea and our products before we put it out. It's like these mastermind gathering. It's like it's a brainstorming session that can challenge us and help us to stretch, to move along in the area of growth that we want to have. And I find that extremely, extremely valuable. Extremely valuable. So try that out. If there's none, why don't you look for the areas that you are looking to take advantage of and be the one to reach out to people, inviting them to be part of your mastermind group. Okay? So, look at what it is that you are doing and how can you be diversifying what you are doing. You know, product, do you need to write a book? Do you need to create a DVD, a CD? What it is that you can do, you are doing. So step out and get that doing too, because as I find out that as I implement and develop my paradigm for success here, they look and I say, oh, this can go here and this can go there and on and on and on. And I tell you, it is very, very, very excited. All right? So let us continue here. I want you to understand that when we up our earnings, and I want everybody to have a target that you want. What do you want to have monthly, annually, weekly? I want you to choose the number that is comfortable for you, but also leave what we call wiggle room to go up. So if you have not chosen that in the past, I want you to choose a weekly goal. What is it you want to get every week in your business? All right? If you do not have a loving relationship with money, here is what I want you to do. How many people I want to serve this week? In what areas I want to serve them? In what areas am I going to help to alleviate the pain that they are going through? What will it take for me to get the best results for them? How will I help them to identify that the result for them is successful? Once you identify that person, then you know the monetary value that is on that result. And you are going to up your income about that by multiplying the value that you have put on that particular result by the amount of people that you want to serve that week or that month or that year. So it is really not rocket science. And what I have found out is that as one's relationship with money changes, then everything else changes. You begin to earn more. Like this one woman I was listening to, she said, I shocked myself because 3 days after my relationship with money changed, I received a check for six figures in the mail. Wouldn't you like that to happen to you? I sure would like that to happen to me. In the mail, not expecting it, a check with six figures. And I am sure this lady is no different from you and I. So why don't we line up get in alignment with money. Money will serve us the way we allow it to serve us. We are not worshiping money, but we are grateful that money comes to us in increasing quantities from multiple sources on an ongoing basis. Yes, we are. We are happy and grateful that money comes to us in increasing quantities from multiple sources on an ongoing basis. Yes, we are happy and grateful for the money that comes to us in increasing quantities from multiple sources on an ongoing basis. Doesn't it feel good to embrace that thought, that knowing, and that understanding? I know for me it felt good. So, with this knowing and embracing, we are not pushing the money away from us. We are showing gratitude for it. So, it is no longer afraid of us. It enjoys being in our space. Because what is happening? Money is a substance, and once we treat it with love and gratitude and acceptance and appreciation, it knows that we are not going to abuse it. We are going to use it to do the things that we need it to do for us in a loving way. In a loving way. So, I want you to find statements that speak truth for you and in your life. Statements that speak truth. This journey can be a taxing one. However, it's only taxing when you go alone, when you do it alone. But there's support out there. Get the support you need because you are deserving of a lot more than you are giving yourself. A lot more. Set your goals high so that you can keep stretching on tippy toes. I want to welcome Marcy Ann to the show. Marcy, you are welcome to call in if you have anything you want to share, or you can type it in the box. If you have some tips that you have been using over the period to increase your earnings in your business, you can just type it, or if you want to call in, the number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I also want to remind you that you will have the access to download the show so you can hear the full segments about the things that I have covered for the past hour and a half. We are winding down now to the last 25 minutes. So for me, I found out that once I came to the truth that people that I serve, they valued what I was giving them, and so long as I could show them the end result that they were going to be happy and satisfied with, I never have an issue about how much it's going to cost, because our clients knows that they are deserving of the best. And if you can help them to alleviate that pain, they are going to compensate you. So focus on relieving the pain, bringing satisfaction, helping them to get to that next plateau that they need to be. And you won't have to worry about you charge so much an hour. Because you ask yourself the question, do you really? Do you really charge $120 an hour? When was the last time you sat with a client or customer and what you were doing completed in an hour? You don't really have to call in with the answer. I just want you to ask yourself that. And I'm saying that to show you that that is the reason why you need to concentrate and focus on the value that you are bringing. Each and every client or customer you have, they are coming to you because of you. That's the bottom line. If it is your nail technician, you go to the shop, you want to use the same person all the time. I know I'm like that. I don't want somebody new doing my feet. Because this girl that's been doing it for a while, she knows the exact spot. She knows how to get into that. She knows how much time I want the massage chair to go around. And it's the same thing. I want you to look at your business. I deserve a earning. I just keep giving my clients more and more and more and more. And you know what I found out? Once you keep doing that, they're asking, wow, you're always on the mark. How did you know that that was needed? And that tells me that I'm studying and knowing what the needs of my clients are. Talk to your clients. Whether they are local to you or not, I want you to talk with them. Have a conversation with them. Find out what's going on in their lives. What is going on in the lives of their family members? Share some of yours with them. The other thing that is very important in increasing our income as entrepreneurs and small business people is the aspect around our vulnerability. How well does our clients and customers know us? Are we showing them one part of us and then hide the other part? They are doing business with us because of who we are. Why not open up and let them in? Let them in. Let them see some of the ugliness that you have overcome over the years. The more of the ugliness you show them, the more they are going to be willing to pay you, because they look and they said, man, if Daphne can overcome that, I'm sure she can help me to overcome that. And they pay you for what one of my clients call as exquisite service. Exquisite service. I had one of my clients send me a note the other day saying that I wish you could clone yourself, because I think everybody over the world needs to have a coach and a mentor like you. And it was wonderful hearing those words and the affirmation the universe gave me that day when I read that note from my client was that you need to keep doing what you're called to do in the way that you are doing it. Because once I get on the phone with my clients, I'm not thinking dollars amount. I'm thinking, how can this 60 minutes bring about a difference in their life? The next question I ask myself, what kind of an activity or assignment I'm giving them during the week for them to come back with an impacting result? And once you begin to do this, what you are helping yourself to gather is, what else do I need to give this person? Based on what their goals are, what do we need to do here? And I am very visual, so in the charts, I will draw certain things that I have picked up on, and I label them for in the future. So we will go back and address those things. So my clients, really and truly, after we do the first intake session, they don't really have to tell me what else they're looking for. It is my responsibility to identify the things, put it on the plate, and have them acknowledge and confirm that this is where they want to go. They might not be ready to go there right now, but it is on the list of the things in the future to do. If you want to get a sample consultation again, I want you to fill out the form. You can either go directly to my bookie schedule online. It's bookeo.com/DRDAPHNE. You can schedule an appointment there for the different things. Once you go into all my offers, you'll see what you don't click on the one. There's some place you'll see for the private clients. You don't book there. You book at some special offers that I have. And you can get a complimentary consultation and then get a taste of what I'm doing and see you want to go into any of my program. But I tell you, as an entrepreneur, it is a blessing once you identify these key points that you can use in your business. It is like hitting a home run. You look and you say, my God, for years I've been working 18 hours a day, waking up tired, going to bed tired, waking up angry, going to bed angry, and the list goes on and on and on. I am telling you, once you begin to implement these points that I've shared with you this morning and this episode, you are going to find out everything is going to be smooth sailing for you. You are going to be happier. Your significant other is going to be happier. Your children are going to be happier. And above all, your clients are going to be more appreciative of what you're doing for them. And, you know, when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, one of Mary Kay's favorite words were, if you want to spread news, you tell a woman. And she always said, a woman spreading the word is better than a Yellow Page ad. And she was right, because what happened? When we go to a store where we find sale, what we do? We get on the phone. Now, people are texting. They don't even have to wait to go home to call to say, girl, I went to such and such, and they have 20% off, and if you buy two, you get one free and all of that. This is how we are as women. We just share everything. And I have found out that in my business, it's the same thing. Men share about the service I do, but the sisters, they tell each other about what I'm doing. I was telling a customer the other day, if you keep coaching your friends, they are not going to want to pay for coaching, because here I am coaching you and you are going out coaching them and sharing these things. And this is what will happen. And I said that to her in a joke, because when they are willing to commit, they are going to commit and get the service. But I'm saying this to say that when you are committed to what you are doing and you give the best of what you know how to give the best of, it will attract new clients to you. It will increase significantly your bottom line, your bank account. You'll be able to afford the lifestyle for your family. You'll be able to put something aside for the future. I am not going to say for retirement, because my beliefs are that when you are operating in your authentic self, unique self, you can't retire, because how can you retire from you? So we still have 13 minutes. If you have any questions, you can call in 646 915-816-6646. 915-816-6646. I want to remind you about the Monday evening episodes when we have 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we have world-renowned investment expert Sidney Tremaine. He's on for an hour teaching us about the ins and outs of investment, how to do it and when to do it. I tell you something. My mind has been blown. He had one segment so far, plus he was on the show a couple weeks ago. And I tell you, I've heard some things that I had never heard before. So I want you to mark your calendar to join us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can learn about how and when to invest and why it is important to invest in certain ways. The one thing I can tell you is that majority of what we have been taught over the years has not been the right information, and that's why so many people have lost so much. So again, it is never too late to do the right thing. So as we always promise that we will always help you to learn what is right, and this is why I have agreed to host this conversation with Mr. Sidney Tremaine. He is out of Panama, and it's a phenomenal person. He's extremely knowledgeable, and I'm honored that he has chose this platform to share with my listeners. So again, I want to bring you back on Sunday evening, again, when we do our life segment. And on Monday nights, we are doing the financial segment. And so the way it is looking now, we are adding quite a few segments. So just keep looking out for us. I want to, again, extend an invitation for you to hook up with me. The young people, what they say, oh, hit me up on. That's what the young people be saying. And I'm saying, what are you all talking about? They say, oh, Miss Daphne, it means that you join us, but it's too old school. So you say, hit me up on. So I want you to hit me up on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne and on Facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne. And on Instagram, it's Daphne Clark Hudson. On Pinterest, it's Daphne Clark Hudson. On LinkedIn, it's Daphne Clark Hudson, and on a lot of the other platforms. But, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you just Google me, Daphne Clark Hudson, and you'll see all the many places that I am. The other thing, in a couple of weeks, we'll be getting my books out. I have two books on entrepreneurship. And I'm going to be getting those out very soon. I have to get them out to the editors. And they're going to be out soon. So I want you to keep watching to see how you can pre-order those books. So again, join me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. All of them. And listen, if you have a story that you want for me to share on here, I want you to call me, message me. You want to leave me a voice message, you can call me on 203-794-6208, 203-794-6208. And let me know what you need an answer to. Remember, I want for you to not focus on the dollar amount that you are charging, but I want you to concentrate on how much pain are you relieving your clients from. Know that people do business with you because of you. Know that people do business because you get them results. Become more vulnerable. Let people learn some of the dirt about you that you have overcome, because this will help them to connect with you and to know that if you can overcome, so if you can help them to overcome those issues, you sure can help them as well. So don't be ashamed of your past. Fed off. Be grateful for your experience and know that it is your experience that will help you to give the best result. Because not that you are sharing what you learned from textbooks with them, but you are sharing your life experience with them. The journey that you have walked, you can guide them because you know where the potholes are. People will cling to unsatisfactory way of life rather than change in order to get something better for fear of getting something worse. I hope that is not you. However, be sure to let people know that they don't have to settle there, because you are here. You are willing to take them by the hand to guide them to that place of higher plateau where they need to go. You are in a position to help them. Others are ahead of you because they have done their journey. Those people who have been on that journey before, they were continually challenged, yet they did not give up. Remember when I mentioned about you climbing that hill and doing what you have to do to get to the top? For me, I keep my focus forward. When I'm going through challenges, I view myself as an eagle, and I keep soaring. I see myself always in an atmosphere of affirming the result that I need. My comfort zone is not good enough. Concerns me whenever I begin to get comfortable and I know it's time for me to wake up and be excited about what I am doing. I look around and there are so many opportunities for growth. I cannot wait on somebody to tell me. I have to make that commitment that the only way to help my clients to grow is when I decide that I want to grow. I want for you to make a commitment today that you are ready for the change. You are ready for the growth. You are ready to increase your earnings because you are the best at what you do. The people you serve are getting results. And so long as you help them to get results, you are going to be earning every dime that the universe sees that you need to be compensated for. I pray that you have learned something from this episode. And I pray that you will be calling in to share your stories of increase. Remember, the only competition there is the one that is looking back at you in the mirror. So remember, recommit to 30% of your time to personal development, and you're going to see that it will reflect to your bank account. So I'll see you again on Sunday evening. I'll see you again on Monday, and share. Download this link and share with others. I wanted to always remind yourself that you were called for a great destiny, and nothing in this world can stop you from that. Love you all, and stay true to that which you were called to do.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny, come on, you declare it to the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I speak purpose tonight, hallelujah, you will open that business and direct it, hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful.
Showing me.
I can sense my way through and directing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know.